Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, April 19th. A radiothon fundraiser today on 560 CFOS for Camp Presqu'île along the Georgian Bay shoreline has helped the camp reach $19,000 so far. The radiothon ends at 6 o'clock and its goal is $25,000. The camp is renovating its kitchen to expand its meal prep capacity to accommodate more kids. You can donate today by calling 1-877-575-8838. A social media post about a stolen car and video surveillance has resulted in the arrest of two people in Port Elgin. On Wednesday morning, investigators from Hanover and Saugeen Shores, along with the OPP Emergency Response Team, set up surveillance on an address in Port Elgin. Two suspects were arrested in connection to the theft of a vehicle from a business in Hanover. A search of a motel room in Port Elgin turned up a small amount of cocaine and two replica handguns. It was a tip from someone who saw the social media post and then saw the SUV in Port Elgin, plus video surveillance from Hanover residents who were registered with the CamSafe program that led police to the suspects. A 43-year-old man and a 33-year-old woman face multiple charges, including theft of a vehicle. A large fire training exercise continues this weekend in Sauble Beach, and if you see smoke coming from Sauble Speedway, it's all part of the Bruce County Fire School. Northern Bruce Peninsula Fire Chief Jack Burt says over 100 firefighters from all over Bruce County are taking part, including municipal, First Nations, and Bruce Power firefighters.
It gives us the ability to bring firefighters from across the county together, train together, to work together, and to have some shared experiences, so when we have mutual aid calls into other people's municipalities, we've worked together previously.
They have a number of courses lined up for this weekend, including an auto extrication course, a hazmat awareness and operations course, a live fire trailer from the Ontario Fire Marshal, incident safety course, and a written test day. Bruce County Council is considering potential options for an expansion of the Bruce County Museum. A consulting firm has presented four options that would add space. It says it would have to be an expansion of at least 12,000 square feet and could include keeping the archives on-site or moving it off-site and having more room for event space. An expansion is estimated to cost between $13 and $16 million. For now, councillors received the report and are also considering renting off-site properties to store artifacts. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 98 points to 21,807. The Dow Jones is up 211 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.72 U.S. cents, up 0.08 of a cent. And the price of oil is $83.44, up 71 cents a barrel. In sports, it's Game 5 of the Provincial Junior Hockey League North Conference Final tonight. The Hanover Barons will try to knock out the Alliston Hornets. The Barons are playing on the road. It's a 7:30 start in Alliston. In the OHL playoffs, another Game 5 between the Saginaw Spirit and Sioux Greyhounds. That series is tied 2-2. It's the only one still going after London, Oshawa, and North Bay all swept their way into the conference finals. The full schedule is out for the first round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. They get underway tomorrow with a pair of games, including Game 1 between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Boston Bruins. And the Blue Jays are in San Diego tonight to start a 7-game road trip. It's a late start, 9:40 first pitch. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers or flurries. 60-kilometer wind gusts, the temperature dipping to zero. A chance of showers Saturday, still windy, a high around 7 degrees, sunny and 10 degrees on Sunday. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.